این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
I would like to say to the dear ones who have lost their houses, properties and children in the battlefields, most certainly you can feel the empathy of this old servant of God and father of yours as I regard the destruction of your houses as the destruction of my own house, and the martyrdom and injury of your beloved ones and children as the martyrdom and injury of my children. I am with you. I advise you to observe fortitude and endurance. I hope that in this great divine test, the Iranian nation will rush to assist the victims with the same spirit of solidarity and fraternity that you regard one another as companions and sympathizer in all problems.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. In this program we try to listen to some sentences and precious words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about different subjects and then make use of them as great lessons for us and in order for us to follow this great character and the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. About the Holy Book of Quran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "Without the Quran, the gate to the knowledge of God would be shut forever." You know, it is first and foremost belief of Muslims around the globe that the Holy Book of Quran is the ultimate source of knowledge of any type. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said several times in the Holy Book of Quran that أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين. Not even an atom's weight is hidden from him in the heavens or the earth, nor anything smaller or larger than that, but is written in a perfect record. Surah Al-Saba, verse number 3. So according to this verse, it can be stated that the Holy Quran is the ultimate source of knowledge. Here, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is giving hint to this feature of the Holy Book of Quran to be the source of knowledge for people around the world.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi. صلى الله عليه يا رسول الله يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
Imam Ali عليه السلام said, "Beware that the science of future, knowledge of past, cure for your pains and your order is in the Holy Book of Quran." That was about the great book as a source of knowledge. So we as real Muslims should try to make use of this book and take advantage of every single word in it and make use of it in our lives and see the, you know, miraculous results in every single aspect of our lives. Okay, for ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about the Holy Book of Quran. In that regard, he said, "Without the Quran, the gate to the knowledge of God would be shut forever."
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.